Where is the rain indeed? That's what I say. That's my plea to the universe. Just a little cloud cover. You know, it's all nice to see the sun, but, you know, pale people like me, we need a little merciful cloud cover, at least in the early morning, cosmic lords. That's my my plea to you. This is What Happens Next with Dale Cooper, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today, putting up with me. Happy National Library Week. And what a time to be celebrating our local libraries. We are in the middle of National Library Week, and the Arcata Library is going to be showing a Keat TV-funded documentary, Free for All, The Public Library, talking about the history and the importance and the significance of the public library system. And we are super happy to welcome Susan Parsons here in the studio today, Arcata Library Branch Manager. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
It's my pleasure.
Happy National Library Week.
Yes, indeed. Established in 1958 when the television arrived, and librarians and publishing companies got frightened that nobody would buy books or come to the library. So they established an annual event in April, 1 week, and this is it. So
incredible.
Please go into your library, say hello, look at your library if you haven't been there for a while. If you do go, say hello, tell your librarian thank you.
Absolutely.
For all that we do to keep libraries for you, palaces for the people.
That is a really great thing to remember, and a great thing that the documentary that we're going to talk about here is set to remind everybody that libraries are open to all, free for all. That is really great. If you are not a card-carrying member of your local library, you should be. I'm waving mine in the air right now, and you can customize yours, too. You can choose from a number of cool templates. I've got the sweet turquoise kind of tattooed heart one. There's some really fun ones there. So if you haven't taken advantage of your local library, I highly recommend it. Not just books. Not at all, and not for a long, long time. I remember my aunt, my great aunt B, was a big member of the Solano County Library, would come to Sacramento and give my mom and us books all the time, took me to the library where she would check out magazines, Thrasher Skateboard Magazine, check out DVDs and VHSs back then. What can we get at our local libraries besides just books?
Well, first of all, you're right. The most important piece of plastic in your wallet is your library card.
100%.
If you don't have it, go get it, because it opens up worlds to you, not just things, but people. Connection.
Absolutely.
Transformative experiences through the sharing of story. Well, you could receive a story as a DVD, as an audiobook. There are lots of digital resources that you can use with your library card. It's a new world. There's broadband, 9 in the morning till 9 at night, 5 days a week. You can be outside the library at night if you still need an internet connection. A lot of people come and get that if they don't have it at home.
It's a great reminder.
Yes.
My printer went out just the other day, and I had to hop on down to the library to just print out some forms.
It's the cheapest place to do color and black and white.
100%.
10 cents black and white, 50 cents for color.
So tonight, the Arcata Library is going to be screening a documentary, Free for All, The Public Library, which is going to be followed by a quick discussion with you, I believe,
yes,
and some others.
And Crystal Collins, a former Hawaii librarian who actually was raised in Arcata.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the event. Is it Free for All? When's it going to start? What can we expect?
Yes, it is tonight at Arcata Library at 6 p.m., We are very thankful to Keat TV and PBS and Katie Whiteside for partnering and choosing the public library for this extraordinary event during National Library Week. The film itself was started by Dawn Logsdon and Lucy Faulkner, who got stranded in New Orleans with Katrina when the Katrina hit. And they went to Baton Rouge Library and saw that librarians were acting as first responders, which clashed with their image of an old librarian with a bun who shushed them. This was an extraordinary hub, a third space for everybody. If you were down and out, if you were a child, no matter where, who you were, you could go to the library and have your needs met.
Incredible. I did not know that. Yeah, that is really, really incredible.
And then they traveled all over the United States to see if Baton Rouge was an outlier experience, just this extraordinary librarians, or was this the 21st library? And they discovered it's the 21st library. And so they made the movie to remind people that this 300-year-old secular library that started with Ben Franklin in Philadelphia, when his friends who were men of the cloth could not by law share their books with them. And Ben said, that's not acceptable. And he went out and got 49 buddies. They put in 50 shillings each. And they said, if I lose your book or I muck it up, I will replace it. And to this day, that's all. The library is yours. If you lose a resource and you muck it up, you pay for it. And it's not cheap.
If that history sounds interesting to you, if that was news to you, as a lot of that was news to me, if that sounds interesting, you want to learn more, that is the entire point of the documentary that is playing tonight at the Arcata Library. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight at the Arcata Library, and there is going to be a second showing this weekend at the Eureka Library branch at 1 p.m., so an earlier showing, followed by another Q&A. Which is going to be fantastic. So if you're in Arcata, you can hit up the screening tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. It is free, open to all at the Arcata Library. Do you need to register? Can you just show up? Do we need to RSVP?
We are hoping that you RSVP by going to the website. And the website is humlib.org. Just hum it. Humlib.org.
Let's do that again. Humlib.org. We need to record that. Looks like we got a new ditty for the library website.
And when you go to humlib.org, H-U-M-L-I-B.org, you can go to the Arcata calendar or the Eureka calendar, and you should see a link to Eventbrite. Click on that and put in your information. You can register to get a seat.
I see the entire Eventbrite link is arcatalibraryfreeforall.eventbrite.com if you just want to get to the ticket section. That is incredible. I'm also looking at the humboldtgov.org/Arcata Library site, which also has Arcata special events if you want to keep up to date with information and the other programs that happen. A lot of programs for children, story time hours,
chess club, tons at Eureka as well. We have chess club at the Arcata Library. We have knitting groups.
There's movie showings at the Eureka Library a lot. I like to call those out whenever I see them.
Teen programs, they're booming right now.
Oh, and that's great. That is awesome to hear. Sometimes I see those and I think like, oh, that's cool. There's a screening. I hope people are going to the, I hope some of the, because they're all see a teen specific screening, a certain movie. I'm like, that's really cool. And it's free. And there's snacks and there's other kids there. I hope people know about this
and take advantage of it. And can we also say that the library goes beyond the walls of the library? We have the bookmobile. We have library at your door.
Extraordinary
outreach. Yes, it'll come to places in Arcata and Eureka. There are some stipulations. It's a developing pilot program. But if you are, for whatever reason, you know, you're pregnant and you can't get to the library for whatever reason, you've broken your leg, you're an elder, we can bring things, we can bring items to you. Just call Rose at Eureka Library. Rose.
That is incredible to list all of those resources that we have in such a small rural community. Here, especially, I wanted to just bring up real quick, at a time, this documentary and this National Library Week is coming up at a time of unprecedented focus and threat to a local library system. So it's a great time to be reminded about where it came from, why we needed it and wanted it in the first place, and why we can utilize it, and how we should utilize it now. Can you talk, how I knew you came in and took over the Arcata branch in 2017. That was, I feel like, the start of the Trump GOP fervor of book bans, of threats to cutting local services and whatnot, a lot of which are coming to fruition now. There's an article about the Trinidad Rancheria losing funding for their library. Is there any, can you talk, are there threats to our other local libraries? How has it been being a librarian in a time of such unprecedented focus on your profession and what you do in the community?
Vigilance is the price of liberty. If you want to save what is public, common, whether it's a park, your library, your schools, this is it. This is the time. Step forward, because it is under threat. There's a banned book club at the Arcata Library. If you want to read banned books, look at humlib.org.
Those are all
libraries
the best books.
Always remind me that there are good things in the world. And during this toxic time where democracy is under siege and we the people are being oppressed, it is time for us to seize the day.
And that means sticking with each other. We're all in this together, taking advantage and supporting and appreciating your local resources and the people that make that possible. So a huge thank you to you, Susan, for being the Arcata Library branch manager, for helping to be a part of this KEAT documentary screening and helping to be a part of the discussions that's going to come afterwards. Remember, we are talking about the KEAT-funded documentary, which has a screening tonight, 6 o'clock at the Arcata Library. It's called Free for All, the Public Library. Library, and you can catch it again earlier in the afternoon, 1 p.m. at the Eureka Library on Saturday the 12th. Perfect time to coincide with National Library Week. Once again, if you want any more information, what was that website again?
Humlib.org.
Perfect. Humlib.org. Thank you, Susan Parsons, so much for coming in and chatting with us. I really, really appreciate it. 10:44 in the morning on a Thursday. It feels like we've got time to fit in one or two more songs before we go to a break. And I'm going to start with one that's a bit on the nose. We've got They Might Be Giants up next. Indie veterans who put out a really incredible record in 2021 called Book. Here's I Can't Remember the Dream.